Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. Remember last week how we talked about how Tama thinks the big teacher will leave? Let's jump back into our story and see what will happen and what he does to try to get the teacher to leave. Remember how Satu said he did not think the big teacher would leave? Well, now Tama can't get that thought out of his head. And it's with him in everything he does. What if what they've done isn't enough? What if bringing the teachers of Islam will cause trouble? But it's too late now. They've already left to go get them, and nothing can be done about that. As he goes about cleaning up his house and cleaning his fireplace, it makes him think about Marta and how she would come and clean his house. He tries to push that thought out of his head. Such a sweet, innocent little girl. He doesn't want to think about what might happen to her. He tries to think about how he's going to get his charms into the big teacher's house. Remember how he thought that his charms had power and could make the big teacher leave? Well, now he's trying to figure out how he's going to go about making that happen. After he's done cleaning his fireplace, he starts making his dinner. As his dinner's cooking, he takes out his charms and looks at them. He takes two out specifically, one, a dead snake that he thinks is very powerful, and he puts the rest away. After he's done eating dinner, he starts wondering, how come people aren't coming to him for medicine and for healing anymore? What happened? They used to come to him all the time. He goes outside to see what's going on. It's evening, people should be going to bed, and things should be quieting down for the night. But he becomes very angry as he notices a lot of villagers going to the big teacher's house. What is going on? What are they doing? What power does he hold over them? So he stops one of the villagers and asks him, "Where are you going?" He tells him that he's going to the big teacher's house to listen to music and to hear him read from his magic box. That's his Bible, right? He tells Tama not to worry about the big teacher's magic, that it must be good because he spoke to his God over his sick child, and his child was well now. This made Tama more angry than ever. He knew for sure now that people were not coming to him anymore for help, but going to the big teacher instead. He made up his mind that he would go to the big teacher's house and listen and see what was going on. When he got to his house, he was surprised to see how clean and orderly it was. It looked just like the neat, tidy garden outside. There were four rooms with weird raised platforms that must have been for sleeping. He didn't understand this strange way of having a home. He was about to leave when he felt a little hand slip into his, and he looked down and there was Marta. For whatever reason, she decided to make Tama his friend, so he decided to sit down for a little bit and listen. Though he couldn't understand the words that the big teacher was saying, he felt peace and calm. He tried to search for that feeling of anger so he could stay mad and upset at them, but it wasn't there. Something about being in this home and holding the little girl's hand just calmed his spirit. Before too long, the teacher began to sing, and Marta got up and ran over and started singing with him. He felt again that strange fear he'd felt when he'd heard the big teacher singing before, and he got up and ran out of the hut. When he got back to his hut, Gola, the old leader, was waiting for him and asked what was going on. Tama told him his worries and fears, but Gola said, "Don't worry, your charms are more powerful. You'll succeed." That night, Tama couldn't sleep. He didn't know what to think. He was so confused by these new feelings he was experiencing. The next morning, he went down to the creek to bathe and try to clear his head. He started feeling better as the sun came up and the cool water refreshed him. But when he got back to his hut, what he saw scared him to death. There on the floor was Marta, holding his snake charm and petting it and cooing over it and crying. She thought it was dead and she was sad for this poor little animal. Because Tama thought it was a powerful charm, he was scared to death to know what would happen to Marta next. Come back next week and let's see what happens next.